Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And, of course, each and every week during high school football season, we're going to run down all the games that are going on this week. You'll have to pardon my voice. I'm getting over bronchitis. That's just kind of what it is.
Hope you feel better soon. Well, you seem like you feel okay. You're just a little voice is a little raspy.
Voice is a little raspy. But, you know, we'll live. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The cool thing is, you know, we've been airing on scoreboards or a scoreboard. You good over there?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We've been airing on a scoreboard before high school football in Glynn County, and we've had another team down in Camden County now decide that they're going to air us on their scoreboard as well. So, you know, the show just keeps growing and growing, and we're grateful and thankful for that.
Yes, always thankful for new audiences and new opportunities to let people see me carve you up. Enjoy that.
Okay. And I will go ahead and tell you right now, before we go any further, in the next segment, we will have a new number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
New number one team. Maybe some teams that should be in it all along, maybe we'll get in there. Who knows?
All right, so let's talk about some of the area games that are going on. Up in Augusta at Augusta Prep, they'll be taking on Bullock Academy. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Gators, tough game last week.
Yeah, but Augusta Prep, they should bounce back quickly.
We'll see. The Camden County Wildcats will be hosting Somerset Academy.
Who?
You know, you say that, but see, the thing is
I'm asking.
I know what you were trying to do there. There's a misconception about this team. This is a good football team that Camden's playing.
Who are they?
They are out of Pembroke Pines.
Oh, South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yep. They got good athletes down there.
They do, and indeed, they've got several five-star kids that are on this team, and the classification they play in is equivalent to basically, I think, what is a 4A classification in the state of Georgia.
Okay.
So this is a good football team. This is not a cream puff for the Wildcats. This will be a stiff test. They are loaded with speed. And like I said, they've got a couple, three or four actually, five-star kids that are being recruited heavily.
Four five-stars on one high school team, and they've lost the game? I looked at their record, by the way.
They put 60 on somebody last week.
They're what, 2-1? Traveling to Kingsland?
They're actually 3-1.
3-1.
Mm-hmm.
They'll leave 3-2.
Yes, they will. Agreed. Frederica at John Millage. Frederica is going to Milledgeville to play the best team in the GISA. Has been the best team for several years.
Ouch.
Don't be surprised if Frederica shocks the world.
Okay. I'd like to see it, but it's not going to happen.
Lowndes at East Coweta, New Hampstead at Richmond Hill. New Hampstead's got some proving to do because Kip doesn't like them, but they are in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Here you go. Don't be surprised if New Hampstead wins that football game.
Thus vindicating why they're in my rankings. You're taking shots.
I'm not taking shots. I just said don't be surprised if New Hampstead wins that game because Richmond Hill, they've lost a couple of games already. New Hampstead, the Phoenix are undefeated. Don't be surprised.
Coral Glades at Valdosta, who is also undefeated.
Loss for Coral Glades or whatever.
Lake Gibson will go to Lee County, who is trying to avenge the loss they suffered last week.
Beat down.
Thank you. Tift at Thomasville. The Islands at Brunswick High. Brunswick coming off that huge win over Bowles.
Man, Islands, man. That's a team that can concern you.
No.
What?
No, it's not.
I mean.
No, even if Brunswick has a letdown, the Islands are not winning this football game.
Man, the Sharks, you know what they say about, man, the Sharks are, they've surprised folks before.
You might see the Brunswick High Pirates in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
You might. Okay.
Salem at Coffey County. This is a game I really want to watch. Statesboro at Wayne at JC Stadium.
That's going to be a good game. Wayne County is going to win, though.
Dutchtown at Warner Robins. We're not picking games.
I am.
It's not what you're supposed to. Tattnall County at Southeast Bullock. Johnson at Beach. Calvary Day at Liberty. Long County, the former number one Long County.
What did you say?
The former number one. They were number one in the preseason poll in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
I wouldn't have told it. I don't think I'd have mentioned that to anybody. But okay. Go ahead.
Savannah Country Day at Savannah Christian. That's a big rivalry game. Pay attention to that one.
Yeah.
Savannah at Cross Creek. Moorhaven, Florida will head up to Baxley to play the Appling County Pirates. That's a game I'm going to keep my eye on.
Yeah. I mean, Appling, they got beat early in the season. We'll see.
Well, they lost to Wayne. Yeah. So, Pierce, this is a barn burner, Pierce at Charlton. You want to talk about a good game? That might be the premier matchup in Southeast Georgia this week.
Man, Charlton needs to bounce back from what I saw here at Glenn County Stadium last week. That was not a very good performance by the Indians.
Toombs at Trutland, Bacon at Clinch. Lanier County will head to the Ship to play the MCA Buccaneers, who looked good in the Border Wars Classic.
Yes, they did. 42-8 winner over West Nassau. That was a big win.
It's going down in Emanuel County. The Swainsboro Tigers and the Emanuel County Institute Bulldogs will square off for bragging rights in the county of Emanuel.
I did some checking around, talked to one of the coaches for Metter. They say Swainsboro's pretty good.
Well, I've been saying that all year.
No, I don't take anything you say for. I go out and do my own research.
Okay. Well, you should listen to me based upon your picks from college football this week.
I picked Georgia Southern, by the way, to beat Nebraska.
Jenkins at Screven. Portal at Bryan County. The undefeated Portal Panthers will head over to Pembroke to take on Bryan County.
And they'll leave there undefeated.
And if they do, they'll continue moving up the ranks in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. You might see them next segment as well.
Okay.
Wheeler at Claxton, Wilcox County at Tift Area, and then an I-16 brawl, Dublin at Metter.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what this score is going to be. I think Dublin will win, but we'll see how close it is.
No, I'll I'm not picking games, but I wouldn't be shocked if Metter won.
Course. I mean, you got a girlfriend in Metter.
I don't have
a girlfriend. Try to pick them anytime you can.
I don't have a girlfriend in Metter.
Well, you did.
No.
That's why they always were near the top of your rankings.
No, I don't have. No, that's not true.
Yeah.
Wilcox County at Tift Area, Wheeler at Claxton, Dublin at Metter, and then the final game on our sheet this week, Robert Toombs at Valwood.
Robert Toombs, they haven't been good for a long time.
What do you mean?
I mean, they're not going to beat Valwood and Valdosta. I'm calling it.
Oh, way to go out on a limb right there.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Brunswick High Pirates, coming off of a huge 20-3 win over Vols, will head up to Savannah to take on the Island Sharks and remain unbeaten. Also trying to stay unbeaten are the Portal Panthers, who will head over to Pembroke to take on Bryan County. And the Wayne County Yellow Jackets will host the Statesboro Blue Devils at JC Stadium. That should be a good one. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Download the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch anywhere you get your podcasts and stream anytime at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Your chance to win big. The Emerald Princess Casino. Hop aboard and enjoy Vegas-style gaming action and your chance to win big. All sorts of big-time fun on board the Emerald Princess Casino. Slots, blackjack, poker, roulette, dice, and more. Daily casino cruises Thursday through Sunday to fit your busy schedule. Book your cruise now online at emeraldprincess.com. Look for specials on Facebook. The Emerald Princess Casino, where your winning's just beginning.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Albert Pujols, done in Anaheim, washed up in L.A., and now in St. Louis, he's a home run hitting machine. Things that make you go, Notre Dame should join a conference where they are competitive. You know, like the Sun Belt. New season, same old Texas A&M. The circus continues in Jacksonville. Lamar Jackson, one division title, one playoff win, no Super Bowls, and wants to be paid like Tom Brady. When you play the Falcons, just remember, no deficit is safe. Stetson Bennett, Heisman finalist. Hi, I'm Scott Frost. Can I start you out with any appetizers tonight? Why is no one talking about Kyle Wright to win the Cy Young? Okay, Florida fans, back under the rocks now. Dak Prescott, the Mike Hampton of football. Your NL East champs will not be the New York Mets. Your next Nebraska head coach, Urban Meyer. I'm not even kidding. I say Aaron Judge, you say MVP. AEW, it's time to let CM Punk go. Looks like Triple H was right all along. And these are my thoughts.
Yes.
To which one?
Urban to Nebraska. That's the only way they can go.
You and I had a conversation off air, and we are in agreement, so we're going to drop some knowledge before I get to my rankings. If Nebraska wants to return to prominence, which they do, they obviously showed us that by firing a coach 3 weeks. If they'd have waited 3 weeks, they'd have paid him half of whatever they released him for. That shows you they're ready to return to prominence. They want to do it. There's only one coach they can hire to go to Lincoln, Nebraska, and be able to recruit kids to Lincoln, Nebraska. There's only one. Well, there's actually two. The other one is employed by Alabama.
But it's actually three.
Who's the third?
He's employed by University of Georgia, but he's not going anywhere.
Well,
laugh if you want to.
I'll put him on the fringe of that list. Okay. There's definitely two. One's employed at Alabama. One might be employed at Georgia. We don't know. And then the other is Urban Meyer, who's not employed.
Herb's got three national championships. Herb won at Utah.
Yes, he did.
He won big at Utah. If memory serves me correct, he beat some big dogs in like a Sugar Bowl 1 year. Was it Alabama?
He beat Alabama.
Yeah, Urban's going to be just fine if Nebraska – Nebraska hires him and Urban wants to get out of the broadcast booth, which he's okay on Fox, you know, pregame show or whatever it's called. He can do it. He's the only guy without a major job, a job right now that can get that done in Lincoln, Nebraska.
I agree. All right, you know what time it is. It is officially time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, falling out of the rankings, Lee County out, Charlton out, Brantley out, Clinch out.
Okay.
And coming in at number 10, falling one spot, coming off of a bye week, the Portal Panthers.
Portal drops. I mean, that bye week's a tough loss on anybody's schedule. That's a loss when you're dealing with you.
No, it's not. At number 9, coming back into the rankings with a 49-6 win over Battery Creek, the Savannah Christian Raiders come in at number 9.
Big game this week with Country Day.
Indeed. At number 8, finding their way into the rankings for the first time this season with a 45-6 win over Liberty, the Pierce County Bears find their way back in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Okay.
At number 7, with a 14-10 huge win over the Benedictine Cadets in the Swamp, making their first appearance this season, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Ware County Gators at number 7.
Why weren't they in there all along?
Formerly didn't like them.
No, you didn't like them.
I don't rank these. This is the form. There's a math system.
Ware County and no coastal area of Georgia football rankings. Yes, there's something going on. Something's going on there.
At number 6, making their first appearance of the regular season of this season in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings with a huge program defining, maybe the biggest win in the history of the program, a 20-3 win over Bowles, checking in at number 6, the Brunswick High Pirates.
Biggest win in the program history.
What's a bigger one?
I mean, Parkview, 99.
Bowles is a bigger program. Bowles is a national program.
Man, Parkview killed Bowles. I mean, biggest win in program.
Has Brunswick High ever beaten a national program?
Yes.
Who?
I mean, they beat Parkview in 99. Parkview's a team that not, had Parkview's won like not, 80 games in a row.
No, you've got the Brunswick High glasses on over there. At number 5, moving up 5 spots with a 42-0 win over South Lake, the biggest jump of the week by any team. Number 5, the New Hampstead Phoenix in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Wow. Just wow.
What do you mean? They beat South Lake 42-0.
I just said wow, that's all.
Okay. At number 4, with a 28-0 win over West Lawrence, the Vidalia Indians hold strong at number 4.
Okay.
Okay. At number 3, down one spot with a 35-0 win over Dodge County, the Swainsboro Tigers fall from 2-3.
And they won what now?
35-0 over Dodge County.
And you drop a spot.
They dropped a spot.
Okay.
at number two, moving up four spots in the rankings with a 20-12 win over Madison. The Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane check in at number two.
Fitzgerald, number two. That was a big win for them in the Georgia-Florida Classic.
It sure was. And the new number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Valdosta.
With a 25-0 win over the two-time defending state champions. Moving up two spots, the Valdosta Wildcats check in at number one.
Valdosta's good. Good football team.
Do you want me to recap?
No.
Cool. Well, I'm going to recap.
This is some of your best work, man.
I'm going to recap for the listeners.
That's some of your better work right here.
Well, thank you.
I mean, 9 and 10, but everything else, and number 5, everything else is okay.
Okay. At number 10, Portal. At number 9, Savannah Christian. At number 8, Pierce County. At number 7, Ware. At number 6, the Brunswick High Pirates. At number 5, the New Hampstead Phoenix. At number 4, the Vidalia Indians. At number 3, the Swainsboro Tigers. 2, Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane. And the new number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Valdosta Wildcats.
Valdosta, Colquitt County. Who you like?
Camden.
I mean, I asked you a question. I didn't ask you to insert Camden. Valdosta, Colquitt kind of look like, right now on paper, the two best teams in Region 1-7A. On paper, right now.
You're asking me to pick?
I'm saying that game's going to be coming up here in the near future. That's going to be probably the marquee game in the state.
Well, don't forget that Lowndes and Richmond Hill and Camden are all in that region, too.
Well, I'm not forgetting that. I'm just saying on paper right now, Valdosta and Colquitt look like the two teams to beat in their region. I mean, you got to get
Frederica Football is proudly supported by Paige Aiken and his Coastal Real Estate team, representing luxury homes on St. Simons, Sea Island, and the Golden Isles. Having been born and raised as a seventh-generation native of St. Simons Island, Paige attended Frederica Academy and is proud to have had two of his sons play football for the Knights. Nobody knows and loves the Golden Isles like Paige Aiken, bringing 35 years of domestic, international, and local real estate experience to every consultative relationship. He truly desires to help his clients create their own island legacy. Contact Paige Aiken Real Estate Partners to get your story started, 912-258-6000, or online at PaigeAiken.com. Let's go Knights! No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates! The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons.
free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, JC's Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Parker's and by the Emerald Princess.
New read here. Your chance to win big, the Emerald Princess Casino.
Wait. When Kip says new read, what that means is I'm going to butcher this.
I mean, you didn't even let me get started.
Go ahead.
Hop aboard and enjoy Vegas-style gaming action. And your chance to win big. All sorts of big-time fun on board the Emerald Princess Casino. Slots, blackjack, poker, roulette, dice, and more. Daily casino cruises Thursday through Sunday to fit your busy schedule. Book your cruise now online at theemeraldprincess.com. Look for specials on Facebook, the Emerald Princess Casino, where your winning is just beginning.
All right, so now is that portion of the show where, unfortunately, I have to hand the keys to the Mercedes to Kip and just pray that he keeps the thing on the dadgum road.
Keep it on the road, the weekly butthurt list.
And we're...
A lot of candidates this week.
You're right.
A lot of candidates, but I had to just single it down to five. And here we go. Number five on the butthurt list, and I always enjoy including this bunch on any list that I come up with. Especially when it's time to just talk bad about somebody.
Okay.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, he did it. I mean, right out the gate.
Right out the gate, the Dallas Cowboys, 0-1, scored three lousy points on Sunday Night Football. Dak's hurt. You're not making the playoffs. It's week one, and we already know the Dallas Cowboys are not making the playoffs. All that money. You got an aging running back in Zeke. Dak seems to be an injury waiting to happen now. You don't have a number one wide receiver. CeeDee Lamb, you think you're a number one wide receiver, but you're not.
Wow.
Too many drops to be considered the number one guy. And then, I don't know, defensively, they held Tampa Bay to 19 points, but the offense put up three. No touchdown. Dak's hurt. Dallas Cowboys, you found your way on the Kip Branch butt hurt list.
Did you hear what I said in the weekend review about Dak Prescott being the Mike Hampton of pro football?
I mean, there's like an injury waiting on him around every corner.
That's for sure.
Number four on the butt hurt list, and I love to put this bunch on the list too, the Atlanta Falcons. There's no lead.
Flashback.
There's no lead that the Atlanta Falcons can't relinquish in the fourth quarter. I don't care if it's they're up 50-6. They're going to find a way to lose a football game. Guys, the Saints looked like garbage for three quarters on Sunday. And all of a sudden, you made them look like – you made Jameis Winston look like Tom Brady in the fourth quarter.
And he did.
Of that game. And you lost 27-26. You were winning 26-10 in the fourth quarter, and you found a way to lose.
I wonder what the – I mean, I guess the practice schedule is only three quarters of the day.
There's no lead that the Atlanta Falcons can't relinquish, period. Number three on the butt hurt list this week, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Why, Kip?
Because they're 0-2. Always, every year, Notre Dame, top 10. Notre Dame, top 5. Notre Dame this, Notre Dame that. You got beat by Ohio State in the opener. Then you turn right around and you back that up with a home loss to the Marshall Thundering Herd.
They were thundering.
Notre Dame. I don't ever want to hear a Notre Dame fan come up to me or anybody that I know and talk about how Notre Dame should be in a college football playoff.
They won't be this year.
Don't ever want to hear it.
They won't be this year.
Notre Dame may be the most underachieving college football program that's out there right now. You always talk about who does less with more. Notre Dame has top 10 recruiting classes every year.
Notre Dame should hire Jimbo Fisher.
We're getting to him.
Okay.
Okay. Number two on the butthurt list, the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
They should be number Okay, go ahead.
Nebraska, this ain't 1997 anymore, brother. You are irrelevant.
Ooh.
In college football circles. Tom Osborne, if he's still alive, he's probably 105. So, guys, you're not – Tommy Frazier is not walking back through that door anytime soon, okay? Trev Alberts, the AD, is not walking back out of the Husker locker room and suiting up for Nebraska. You aren't who you think you are. You haven't been who you think you are for quite some time.
Wow.
The only – saving grace for your just irrelevant football program is to go out and hire Urban Meyer.
That's it. I agree.
There's no other person out there that's tailor-made to get you back to relevance than Urban Meyer.
Not even an NFL guy.
Not an NFL guy. You guys are so down on the totem pole. You're so far down on the college football totem pole. I look at teams like Southern Illinois. I look at teams like Northwestern. Heck, if you were in the SEC right now, I might not pick you over Vandy. That's how bad this football program has become. Nebraska, you aren't who you think you are.
And number one.
And number one on the butthurt list, the biggest fraud of them all, the Texas A&M Aggies. I gave you my SEC power rankings a week ago. I had them at like 9 or 10. I am not a believer in Jimbo Fisher. I'm not a believer. And now Texas A&M, you're stuck with him. Hey, you have all, you like to brag about having all these resources and all that money.
All that oil money.
All that oil money. You, if you fired Jimbo Fisher today, you'd have to pay him like $97 million for him to walk out the door. You can't afford it. Oh. You're stuck with him. So all them big NIL recruiting classes, maybe you should get an offensive coordinator that can call plays and can develop quarterbacks in College Station. Because Jimbo, other than trying to pick a fight with Nick Saban, who's fixing to blow him out in a few weeks, you're not relevant right now. You're not an SEC big boy. Kevin Sumlin's record through 50 games is better than Jimbo Fisher. You ran him out the door to hire this guy. There you have it, fans. Butthurt list. Texas A&M takes the cake this week.
There's no question in my mind that they should have never let Kevin Sumlin go.
Through 50 games, Kevin Sumlin 36-14, Jimbo Fisher 35-15. You're paying, it costs you $10 million to get rid of Sumlin. It's going to cost you nine times that to get rid of Jimbo Fisher.
You mentioned about Notre Dame doing less with more, and Jimbo Fisher does less with more as a coach. You put the two together. Beautiful.
Yes.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons. But if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Here it is. This is the segment of the show that Jason Bishop makes you, the listener, look as smart as you could possibly look when it comes to college football. Mm.
Yeah, if you listen to his picks, you'll be eating ramen noodles over the next few weeks.
I did get some right this past weekend.
Yeah, I got some right too.
You did. You know what? Hats off to you, man. Kudos. You did call Nebraska losing to Georgia Southern.
I caught it.
You did. And you're wearing your Georgia Southern shirt?
My daughter goes to school there.
Wow, how about that? All right, UConn at number 4, Michigan. Give me those Wolverines.
Yes, Michigan. They're trying to get into a position to make the college football playoff.
Youngstown State at number 9, Kentucky. This is one of those games. Remember last week I told you there was no way Florida was beating Kentucky, and this guy sitting next to me told me I was wrong. Guess who won that game? It wasn't Florida.
Kentucky won.
That's right.
That was part of a plan by me. I got a lot of Gator friends, man, and you got to build them up to watch them fall.
Okay. Yeah. Number 9, Kentucky at home against Youngstown State. Give me the Wildcats.
Yeah, I'll take Kentucky.
Texas State at 17, Baylor. We saw Baylor last week is a fraud. You picked Baylor, by the way. And I will take Baylor at home against Texas State.
I'll take them. Texas, yeah, I'll take Baylor.
It only gets worse in Lincoln as the Oklahoma Sooners come calling. They are going to Lincoln, and Oklahoma could
score 60.
They might.
Oklahoma, Nebraska. Gut check time for you Huskers and Husker Nation. Mm-hmm. You aren't who you think you are. Oklahoma, 63-14.
You might not be far off. Number 1, Georgia at South Carolina. Last week, I thought South Carolina was going to look a little better. I like Spencer Rattler. They are at home. The South Carolina Gamecocks are in Columbia. They have a former number 1 quarterback calling the shots for them. They are geared up. SEC East rivals, the number 1 team in the country, is coming to their place. South Carolina is fired up.
You picked them to beat Georgia in the preseason. So, what's the problem? You're not picking them now?
I'm taking the Dogs.
What happened?
I never picked South Carolina preseason.
Yeah, you did. We did a preseason Georgia schedule back early during the summer, and you said,
I told you this was a game that I thought Georgia might struggle in.
You picked Georgia to go 9-3 and still win the SEC.
I said Georgia could go 9-3.
Georgia will beat South Carolina on Saturday in Columbia. It will be a furnace hot, dude.
Number 12, BYU at 25, Oregon. Once again, I told you last week BYU would win. They did win. And so now they're up to number 12 at 25, Oregon. Oregon rebounds. They get back in the top 25 after last week. They'll win at home against BYU.
Yeah, I think Oregon will beat BYU as well.
22, Penn State at Auburn.
Auburn doesn't have a quarterback. I'm not putting any stock in Auburn right now. I'm taking Penn State.
There's a part of me that just says Auburn's going to find a way to win this game, but I just, as a professional, I just can't see it. 22, Penn State over Auburn. 20, Ole Miss at Georgia Tech. The Dodd will be rocking as the Rebels come to Atlanta. Georgia Tech and Jeff Collins need a top 25 win. They need a signature win to try and keep his job. It ain't happening against the Rebs.
Not going to happen. This will be, you know, Ole Miss to Atlanta. You know, they've never been to the SEC championship game. So they'll go whip tech at joke by coke, whatever you want to call it.
Louisiana Monroe at Alabama.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Liberty at 19, Wake Forest. I'll take the Demon Deacons.
Wake Forest looked good against Vanderbilt. I missed that one last week.
You did. Akron at 15, Tennessee. Give me the Vols.
Vols.
Texas Tech at NC State. This game will be close. NC State wins.
I'll take NC State at home.
You think it's close?
Probably. NC State will figure out a way to make it close.
That's right. Missouri State at number 10, Arkansas.
Bobby Petrino comes home the first time since Motorcycle Gate.
That's right. Of course, Sam Pittman tweeted out how proud he was of his Razorbacks to be ranked inside the top 10. He took a lot of flack for that this last week and had a press conference saying that he is proud he'd do it again. Give me those Razorbacks.
I'll take Arkansas as well. Good team.
Toledo at number 3, Ohio State. Ooh. I'll take Ohio State.
Yes, ugly.
23, Pitt at Western Michigan. Pitt, of course, you picked them against Tennessee. They didn't win.
Yes,
They'll win here. They'll win here.
They'll beat Western Michigan.
In a battle for bragging rights, South Florida heads to Gainesville to take on the newly humbled 18th ranked Florida Gators. No problem here for the Gators.
No, South Florida's awful.
11, Michigan State at Washington. Write this down. Here it is, your upset of the week. The Huskies knock off the Spartans.
So you're rolling with a Pac-12 team.
That's what I got to do this week.
A Pac-12 team after we've seen them in the first 2 weeks of the season.
I don't think Michigan State's as good as people think.
I'll take Michigan State in this game.
Okay. Louisiana Tech at number 5, Clemson. Clemson.
Yes.
Texas San Antonio at number 21, Texas. I don't understand how you lose and you move into the top 25 when you weren't in the top 25 before you lost.
I mean, you should look at your own polls, your high school power rankings. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you do. Why do you want to criticize the pollsters when they're just doing things that you do? That's being hypocritical.
That's not what my poll does. Or the formulas poll.
Oh, the formulas poll. Now, Texas, I'll say this, and I'm not going to advocate for a moral victory for Texas. But if Quinn Ewers does not get hurt last week,
yeah,
we might be talking about Texas in the top 10 this week.
We might. Texas A&M, who's not in the top 10, will be hosting 13 Miami.
I'm taking the Hurricanes. A&M has no offensive pulse whatsoever. Maybe they bounce back, but A&M's got problems at the quarterback position.
If A&M does not bounce back in this game, that seat's going to get awfully hot, $90 million or not, for Jimbo Fisher.
They'll be looking to fire with calls.
Right. San Diego State at 14, Utah. Fresno State at the lone hope for the Pac-12 at number 7, USC. USC. In the SEC, Abilene Christian at Missouri. Give me Missouri.
I'll take Missouri.
Vandy at Northern Illinois. Vandy.
I'm going to take Northern Illinois.
Wow.
Ex Brunswick High football player Devin Lafayette.
That's right.
Plays football for Northern Illinois. They're not a bad football team. I think they'll beat Vandy at home.
Okay. Mississippi State at LSU. Give me Mississippi State here. I've got LSU circled. I'm going to take Mississippi State.
I got Mississippi State circled. Mississippi State might be the sleeper team in the SEC this year. Georgia fans, November 12th, Starkville, Mississippi. You better be worried.
Over in the ACC, Florida State at Louisville. Give me the Noles.
Give me the Noles, too.
Wofford at Virginia. Although I will say Louisville's coming in with a lot of momentum after that win over UCF last week. Whatever. Wofford at Virginia Tech. Give me the Hokies, I guess.
I guess.
In the Sun Belt, Georgia Southern at UAB. Georgia Southern coming off of getting Scott Frost fired, and you did call that. You said if they win the next day, Scott Frost is fired, and you nailed it. That's exactly what happened.
Gone.
Georgia Southern will win this game.
Georgia Southern, Mike Kelton, former USC coach.
Fantastic job.
Has these guys believing in Statesboro, Georgia right now, and they're slinging the football everywhere.
Troy at Appalachian State. You might as well just go ahead and adopt Appalachian State to the SEC. Give me App State.
Sunbelt Conference right now making all the statements in the country.
When the conferences expand, right, and teams start getting left out, do you think somebody takes a risk on Appalachian State?
Possibly.
I think so. Charlotte at Georgia State. Give me the Panthers.
Georgia State's not a bad football
team. No, they're not. Neither is Charlotte, but Georgia State will win.
Yes.
If you're looking to make a little bit of extra cash, those are your picks.
I could see Appalachian State trying to go to help the ACC survive down the road.
That's a really good take.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons. But if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
This is how I feel doing shows with you. Crazy train. All right, so, you know, we've already done our college football pick 'em where, you know, every week Kip loses you money, Jason Bishop gets you money.
Okay. I got Scott Frost fired last week.
You did nail that. You know what? You did nail that. And you know what? 7 years ago, I nailed Ole Miss over Alabama. And last year, I nailed Texas A&M over Alabama, among many, 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 many others.
I hear you.
So we're going to do the same with the NFL. We're going to give you games in the NFL, lines, and things like that. So let's go ahead and get started. Ravens at Dolphins. The Ravens are a 3.5-point favorite.
Dolphins looked good last week.
Over under is 43.5.
I'm taking Baltimore. They play probably better team defense than the Dolphins do. And I'll take Lamar Jackson over Tua any day.
Jets at Browns. Browns are 6.5-point favorites. Take the points. Take the Browns and the points. Over under is 40.5.
The Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets.
Colts at Jaguars. Jaguars are 4-point dogs. Over under is 46.5. Look, I was joking on the Jaguars earlier in the show, but I'm going to tell you, if ETN catches that pass on fourth down, the Jaguars win that football game. He didn't. They lost. Colts are 4-point favorites. Take the points here. If the Colts win, I don't think they cover, but I think the Jacksonville Jaguars will beat them.
I mean, they tied the Texans last week, the Colts did. They cut Rodrigo Blankenship.
I know it. He was on my fantasy team.
Yeah, I had to find a kicker this week also. But give me the Jags, too. I like the Jags. They kept the Colts from making the playoffs last year, by the way.
Buccaneers at Saints. Saints are 3-point dogs. Take the Bucs, take the Bucs, take the Bucs.
Yes, I'm not. Yeah, the Saints don't look like a good team right now.
Panthers at Giants. Panthers, 2.5-point dogs. The Giants are 2.5-point favorites.
Saquon Barkley came back last week.
Yeah, take the Panthers here.
I'll roll with the Giants. I like the way they looked last week.
Again, if you want to make money, take the Panthers. Patriots at Steelers is a pick 'em game. Patriots are a point favorite on the road.
I'm taking the Steelers. The Patriots look lost on offense.
I'm going to take the Patriots. I think that Bill Belichick will have them looking better.
Who's calling the plays? They do not have a named offensive coordinator in New England. They don't?
That's funny. Commanders at Lions. Lions are a 2-point favorite in this game. Take the Commanders.
I'm taking the Lions. They showed me a little something last week against the Eagles.
They did play well.
They did play well. They play hard for Matt Campbell. Not Matt Campbell, whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah. The guy that's chop off your knees.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, 49ers are at home against the Seahawks. 49ers are 8.5-point favorites. Over-under is 42.
They lost to the Bears last week. Trey Lance didn't look good. I don't want to hear nothing about the 49ers right now.
Who lost to the Bears last week?
The 49ers.
Who picked that game last week?
I mean, those were two bottom feeders. Did you pick that game?
Who picked that game last week? That would be Jason Bishop while you sat here and told me.
The Bears are
made
awful.
A big scene about it.
Bears are awful.
That I was picking the Bears to beat the Niners.
Jimmy G, does Jimmy G get the call if Trey Lance struggles again?
He's going to be getting the call soon.
I mean, they got issues out there.
It's too good of a football team to let a rookie quarterback ruin your season.
Super Bowl caliber defense, and you got a – quarterback that just don't, he doesn't look good.
Mm-mm. All right, Falcons at Rams. Rams are 10-point favorites. That's a huge line in the NFL.
They're going to cover, too. Aaron Donald is going to feast this week.
47.5 points is the over-under. Take the over. Take the Rams.
Yes.
They
got three extra days off. They played last Thursday.
Another 10-point line. Texans at Broncos. Broncos are 10-point favorites. 43.5 is the over-under.
Hold on. I'm not taking the points there. Do you see the Broncos offense Monday night?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Look for the Broncos to win, but not to cover here.
Man.
For sure. Cardinals at Raiders. Raiders, 4.5-point favorites. Over-under is 51.5. Take the under. Throw the points out the window. Don't worry about it.
Did you see the Cardinals last week? They looked awful. Mm. I'm taking the Raiders.
Bengals at Cowboys. The Cowboys are a touchdown dog and they're going to the Bengals.
They're going
to
get beat by more than a touchdown. The Bengals are going to roll up the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, the Bengals didn't look so great offensively either.
Yeah, Joe Burrow's not going to turn the ball over five times against the Dallas Cowboys.
Over-under is 44.5. I think you should take the Bengals here. I don't think they're going to cover. I don't think they're going to cover a touchdown over the Cowboys.
Dak's hurt again.
Yeah, but still.
Okay.
And Titans at Bills. Bills are 10-point favorites over the Titans.
I don't like that line. That line's too high.
Take the Titans. Take the Titans with the points.
Bills will win, but I don't think that's a big line for – Titans are a playoff caliber team.
And that's right. And 49.5 points is the over-under. Mm. Take the under in that game. Both defenses are really good.
I mean, 10-point favorite over the Tennessee Titans.
I know it. That's a little too much for me. Mm. Too rich for my taste, for sure. See you next week.
Hasta la vista.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Brunswick High Pirates, coming off of a huge 20-3 win over Vols, will head up to Savannah to take on the Island Sharks and remain unbeaten. Also trying to stay unbeaten are the Portal Panthers, who will head over to Pembroke to take on Bryan County. And the Wayne County Yellow Jackets will host the Statesboro Blue Devils at JC Stadium. That should be a good one. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Download the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch anywhere you get your podcasts and stream anytime at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Your chance to win big. The Emerald Princess Casino. Hop aboard and enjoy Vegas-style gaming action and your chance to win big. All sorts of big-time fun on board the Emerald Princess Casino. Slots, blackjack, poker, roulette, dice, and more. Daily casino cruises Thursday through Sunday to fit your busy schedule. Book your cruise now online at emeraldprincess.com. Look for specials on Facebook. The Emerald Princess Casino, where your winnings just beginning.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain.
We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.